Redrawing the Lines. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Mattis.
And we have 9 U.S. House districts. We have 33 state Senate and 99 state House districts. So all those have to be redrawn.
State Representative Steve McDaniel, the Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives and Chairman of the House Ad Hoc Committee on Redistricting. Every 10 years after the results of the U.S. Census are in, new district lines must be drawn across the state to better represent the population shifts.
I think the big story in Tennessee's population growth is that most of it took place in the Middle Tennessee area, those counties around Davidson County, such as Williamson and Rutherford and Sumner, and tends quite a bit of growth over around Knoxville. And then the rural areas of the state actually had no growth or lost population or very low growth.
And therefore, Steve McDaniel says the urban and suburban areas in the state will see more representation as a result of the population shifts. There was one House district in the Memphis area that lost 30,000 people, and that will more than likely mean a new district put into the map near the Nashville area.
Where these big companies have moved to creating the jobs, the population growth is where the jobs are. And so in rural areas of the state, we haven't experienced the job growth that they have in those areas. So that's the reason the population has shifted and rural areas lose representation.
Now, besides the 99 House districts and 33 Senate districts, the Committee on Redistricting will also redraw the district lines for the 9 U.S. House of Representatives. Deputy Speaker McDaniel says they hope to have a plan in place by Thanksgiving. The legislature is expected to act on the new lines at the beginning of the next session of the General Assembly. Hope all of you have a safe day. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Mattis.